Welcome back to the show. We're going to catch up again once more with Chris Freeman. He's from Design a Decade. And we want to ask you the question, where do you want to be in 10 years? And the decisions you make now are really what decide whether you're going to see that happen or not. It's a tough question at times, but that's why we often need some outside encouragement. Now, Chris Freeman is a mentor, so we've invited him onto the show basically to offer up some nuggets of wisdom for us. And Chris, it's great to have you back with us. Now, I should say that we're obviously not going to be able to dive deep into every topic each week, but hopefully these will be some great conversation starters and get us thinking about our lives. But let's get into this week's topic. We're taking a look at relationships and the role they play in where our lives are heading. Chris, this seems like a tricky one.
We've got a saying, there's relationship and everything else is just detail. But clearly, like we talked about time last week, if we don't give things enough time, and we don't have the right relationships, it's very difficult to run life and be happy and all the things contented. And you know, the Bible verse, you know, godliness with contentment is great gain. And I meet so many godly people, but they're not content around their time, relationships, and money. You know? But many are great. They follow these processes. So yeah, so relationship, in short, we talk about 7 levels of relationship. Your personal relationship with yourself and with the Lord. Then relationship with a wife or partner, if you've got one, and the family. And then the trusted professionals and the trusted personal relationships where you can be open, totally knowing it won't get talked about anywhere else. Then the energy group, where you don't be too transparent, but you love their company and the like. You know, outside of that, you've got regular and acquaintances and the crowd, politicians, and I'm not knocking politicians, but politics itself, media, social media, all that. All of this is coming in and bashing us. And how to manage that is really important. So if we're content with ourselves and with the Lord, we've got relationship with our partner and our family, and we've got those trusted personal relationships, and that is the key, the absolute key. I was with our team in Germany a couple of months ago, and they all are in 4 campuses of a church over there, and they got them all together one night. And we went around the table, and time warped 10 years up and asked them all where they wanted to be, which was so much fun. But one of the son-in-laws said, what's the number one thing we can take away under relationships? And I said, well, clearly there's 2 levels of transparency in life. We really need people who we're transparent to, but they're not necessarily transparent to us. That's a leadership transparency. That way we're safe with, and I work with so many business owners or corporate leaders or family leaders who just feel isolated in a group because they haven't got that and they're helping everybody else. And so having that is somewhere you can get your words out. And it might not even have advice coming back, but you get your words out, which is really important. The other is mutual transparency, where you and somebody else just not reporting to each other, but just out of conversation, know where you're up to in life and where your troubles are, but also where your victories are. So I have 9 holes of golf twice a week with a friend that I left Qantas with from the story in the first week. And so 50 years of friendship. We don't even take a scorecard. We don't want to muck golf up, right? But I know where his health is, his finances, his family is, and all of that. And he knows that about me, not because we report, because we have mutual transparency. And it gives you such confidence in your relationships if you've got those 2 things. But of course, there's the personality styles. We come together as opposites. Must be God's plan, so we get lots done. But boy, it can get sandpapery sometimes. We had some people in one of the states of America, and they referred someone from another state. And I was having the first conversation with them, and the gentleman asked me who else was on the program. And I said, well, confidentiality is our highest integrity. And so I can't tell you, but if they tell you, that's fine. And the wife said, it's okay. I've talked to Mary and Sally and Heather, and they've all told me how you sorted their husbands out. So marital relationships and a godly marriage. And, you know, our role is not just for Christians. We mentor Christians and we mentor non-Christians. God called on us to love the world, not just each other. And so we find that if we can get the unsaved mixing with Christians who are doing life well, that's why we made the commitment to look into and then make a commitment to Christ. We're associating with Christians who did life well. And if we can have that happening in the Design Decade community, and we do have a situation where a young fellow came along and said to me, professionals you refer me to, they're all Christians. How do I get to be one? And, you know, what would most people do? On your knees, let's go.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So I'll come along to church and meet some more people. And they did with their live-in girlfriend. They made a commitment first day. They stopped living together. Later, they I'll get to that Sookie Popper bit in a minute. they stopped living together. They got married. They've had three children. Now they're pastors.
That's amazing.
It didn't come from someone pushing the gospel down their neck. It became developed relationship. There's relationships. Everything else is detail. Mm. We've got to handle personalities, handle the love languages, which is a really interesting one. My wife is acts of service, words of affirmation, physical touch. So I kept telling her what a great mum she was and all those things. And once I read that book, I now do all washing up and everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, very complex topic, of course, but really, really important that we, there's lots of reading on it, lots of great Christian reading on it. So
yeah. You talked about transparency. What do you think is the main thing that stops people from being transparent?
Great question. The first thing is time.
Yeah.
And we're so busy. We just get on with it. Mm. But there are, obviously there's the other ones of, you know, don't want to tell my bad stories.
Yeah.
Don't want to talk about the pressures. And look, there's so much talk now about mental health, etc. And so it's open now. But generally people only get to do something about it when it's a problem.
Yeah.
And so one of our big things is let's plan in advance, not fix in arrears.
Mm.
So those topics like personal health, including mental health, you know, lifestyle, fitness, all those things, they get put off till they're a problem if time's not done well.
Mm.
And if we're not getting to those level three times, make them level two by doing with someone else that you're going to turn up because someone else is there.
Yeah.
Right? Or make it level one. Join a gym and pay someone so you go and get your money's worth. You know?
Yeah.
But the big thing, that's the big challenge, that people don't have the time, they don't feel like they've got a problem until it's actually critical.
Yeah. I think sometimes too, we don't want to admit that we have problems and we justify it by saying we just don't want to burden anyone with our problems. But I think there's a real beauty in the relationships that are formed through honest conversations. And you talked about two types of transparency, and one is where there are two people being transparent, and that's where true community and a real sense of belonging is built.
And there's one really big thing that goes with that.
Mm.
We're poor listeners.
Yeah.
People come to us and we're too quick to speak and tell them what they should do before we've even got the story out of them.
Yeah.
Oscar Trimbali is an author who did a book, Deep Listening, changed my life. And all I was telling people, speak half pace, half volume, take your time. And one of our clients' daughters said to me, ah, is that where Dad got that from? He's telling us all the time. Anyway, relationships, a huge title,
yeah.
Aaron, and really encourage people to read up on it.
That's awesome. I actually have a thing with my wife now that when she talks about a problem, I stop and actually go, now, do you want some help solving it or would you just like me to listen? Because I'm that. I will jump in straight. Well, what you need to do is, and she's like, I just want you to listen. So it's very important.
Sounds like a bloke.
Yeah. Well, Chris, as always, it's great to get a bit of your insight and your wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And of course, if you want to find out more about what Chris does, you can go to designadecade.com and maybe start thinking about that question. Where do you want to be in 10 years? But if you want to hear more of these conversations, then make sure you head to RemaCatchup.com where we're going to have those posted ready to go.